It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. The boys are back. Those boys, Mac, Bob, and Dusty, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Not only that, Royals, Chiefs, all this week. Chiefs at 4:30, I believe, start, or 4 o'clock start here on Thursday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. Vern's pregame show tonight, 6 o'clock, if you're still with us.
What do you mean if you're still with us? This team still has a 4.5 game lead in the wild
Thank
card.
You.
Boston wants no part of winning.
Thank
They're
you.
Just giving the Royals, who have not won in a week, and not have lost a game in the standings, really, have they?
Like, no.
Maybe a game in the wild card, but my God, if you would have told me Vinny went out and the Royals lost a, you know, 6 straight games and they're still 4.5 up in the wild card, it's like,
yeah.
Boston has no interest in taking over the Royals. The Tigers are interesting, though. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to come on. I told you they were playing some good baseball.
They're
5 out. I mean, I think they have a better shot of taking over a wild card spot than Boston does right now. My God, you gift wrap a playoff spot for Boston and they have no interest in taking it. So the Royals maintained, even though they've lost their heart and soul of their team, they lost some other cat they acquired 2 days ago and they've lost 6 straight, but by God, they're still 4.5 up for that final wild card spot, Dusty. So you've got to feel a little bit better about that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like part of our job to kind of either join them or give them reason to think differently. And I say that about the fan that listens, right? You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. And, you know, Friday, Bob, I did my first ever rant for this show. I've always been known to do one or, you know, three throughout the year. I said, everything's going to be fine. They're still a playoff team. Relax. I will say this to be fair. Everybody had a great Labor Day except the Kansas City Royals.
No doubt.
I mean,
no doubt about it, man.
Houston,
yes.
Get the hell out of there.
Yep.
Wasn't great. One of the losses you had was on a walk-off loss.
Yep.
The other loss you had, Bobby Witt Jr., was the only thing that could hit. Of course, we saw the stat. He's the first Royal ever to have back-to-back season with 30 home runs,
right.
I believe,
was
that stat, which I couldn't believe.
Big indictment of the home run hitters we've had here for the last 60 years in Kansas City.
And, you know, I tweeted out Saturday, or maybe it was Friday, I can't remember, a lot of fun to be had this past weekend with you know, a lot of sodas and pops and friends. But I tweeted out, I think it was Saturday, and it was Yankees lost, Boston lost, Detroit lost, Twins lost, Cleveland lost, Royals lost.
Royals lost.
It ain't like anybody else is like going out there with a blaze of glory and saying, hey, I'm going to take over this whatever.
Right.
Right? Like the Yankees are who the Yankees are. Baltimore is who Baltimore is. They get to play the White Sox right now. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You had your fun with them. But one thing that we were adamant on Friday was they're still a playoff team. And I you know, kind of grazed through the text message this morning. And again, I try to emphasize on this because at the start of the season, your expectations were be competitive throughout. And it's okay to change those expectations. And they
Absolutely.
Did. And you
yeah.
did.
And you did. Yeah.
And this is where I put it on you. I said, okay, now your expectations are changed a little bit. This should be a playoff team. If you went beyond that, if you were like World Series or bust, I don't know when that started. I don't know when that happened. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'll be honest with you. This is not a World Series championship team right now. Now,
well,
again,
especially with the loss of Vinny now, yeah.
Right. And things change and expectations can can uptick or downtick, however the season goes. But again, you look at the playoff race, and there's what, like 25 games left? You have a 4.5 game lead in the last wild card spot. You're a half game behind Minnesota for the second one. You're still a playoff team. And again, if your expectations were it should always be World Series or bust, not with a team that won 56 games last year, that's now a team that's going to probably be a playoff team as a wild card team, so be it. I understand that the division is what you go after. You still have two more tonight. Again, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong time. Vern's pregame show tonight here on Ice 5 The Fan, 5:30 start. Because we're back into the school spirit of right. things, where games start at 6:40. Love it.
Love it. Yes, fantastic.
But again, your time to shine. But like we said, you're still a playoff team. 4.5 game lead over Boston. 5 game lead over Detroit. You got two more against Cleveland tonight and tomorrow off Thursday. And then you get another big one, Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. New York, New York, New York.
Yeah, it's just going to depend on how this team responds. I mean, they're in their longest losing streak of the season right now, which, you know, is not good.
You don't six
games. Yeah. you don't want to be playing your worst baseball at this point in the season. And the Royals are playing their worst baseball right now, and a lot of that has to do with the loss of Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, that's the heart and soul of your team. And you know, when this happened on Thursday night, and we kind of came in on Friday morning and started to kind of get word trickling out that, you know, Vinny may be done for the year, you started to think about how is this going to happen? How is this clubhouse going to respond? And they have not responded in a good way at all. I mean, they got their teeth kicked in down in Houston, and then they lost a game yesterday, which was kind of a lethargic game, quite honestly, you know, for the Royals from an offensive standpoint. There's nobody there to pick up the slack, and there has to be somebody there to pick up that slack. Look, the Royals tried over the weekend. Tommy Pham's a nice addition to this team. I thought Gurriel was going to be a nice addition to this team, but obviously he blew his hamstring out, that same injury that he had in the minor leagues all year, which is one of the big reasons why he was never up at the big league level. So it doesn't look like they're going to be able to rely on him at first base, but it's not for lack of trying, man. I give the front office and ownership a lot of credit for going out there and even spending more money right now to try to secure that playoff berth. But you're going to need the starting pitching to do better. You're going to need the bullpen to do better, and you're going to need to come up with that timely hitting that just hasn't been there for this Royals team, you know, over the last week. They won that doubleheader on Monday a week ago in Cleveland. You were feeling pretty good. Tuesday, the team gets a win. They tie for first place in the division, and they have not won a game since. And then couple that with the Vinny Pasquantino injury, there's a lot to overcome right now. But the good news is Boston wants no part of winning. Minnesota clearly wants no part of winning. Detroit maybe wants part of winning. I don't know. I'm not in depth enough with Detroit right now. I haven't watched them play a whole lot of baseball this year for obvious reasons. But I think right now the Royals are in a good spot because nobody else seemingly is good enough right now to overcome them. And if that's how they get into the playoffs and they sneak into the playoffs and they're in the wild card round and they go to New York or Baltimore or someplace like that and they end up not winning, it's still one hell of a season, and it still exceeded all of your expectations, and it's still something to build on going into next year. And you can build on that and say, yeah, we probably would have been better had Vinny not been gone. We get Vinny back healthy, make some additions this offseason, and now we're talking about a team with true expectations going into next season that you're going to challenge and be one of the better teams in the American League. If the season ended today, the Royals would be in and we'd all be happy. It would be a great thing because we weren't expecting it. And if the season ends up and the Royals somehow, you know, end up not getting into the postseason, did you not enjoy this ride this year? Did you not see signs of promise? Did you not see signs of hope that we can build on? Like, going into the offseason, probably the most excited Royals fans have been going into an offseason since we won a world championship, right? You were so excited going into that offseason. But now you're excited for different reasons because you saw signs of promise. You saw signs of hope. You got your number one player locked up for a long period of time. You got your number one pitcher out there that you know that you can rely. And you got a lot of good young players on this team. So this season has been a positive, regardless of how it ends in these last 25 games. We've taken a lot of good things away from this team, and that can't be denied.
No. I mean, they're still a playoff team. 4.5 games.
That's a big, big lead, man.
Yes, they've lost 6 in a row. I understand that. 4 in Houston. Just lost your first one against Cleveland. You were up 2-1, back-to-back two-run home runs. It happens. But again, you have a 4.5 game lead against Boston. And I thought that, you know, you brought up a good point with what Vern said in his post-game show. Who are you disappointed in? Everyone was solid yesterday, and that's the fear. You can't expect much more.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday where was your disappointment? Was it Michael Wacha because he only went five innings, five hits, two runs, gave up the two run homer, kind of was a pinch to the nerve. Bubic comes in, another two run homer. At that point, it's 4-1. You're like, yeah, boy, okay, right. This looks like it's depleting. And then my dad and other people would say, this team's got to figure out a way to hit. And Rob Collins tweeted out, during the 6-game losing streak, the Royals are 6-33 with runners in scoring position. That's over 100 points below their season average.
They were the best in baseball with runners in scoring position.
And that right there is the stat that shows you that you miss Vinny Pasquantino.
Absolutely.
And listening to Vern's pre- and post-game show, I heard him say in the pregame show, the day that Vinny got hurt was, or the day after Vinny got hurt when they played that day game, it was like, who is going to replace Vinny Pasquantino? And he simply said, nobody.
Nobody.
And don't expect anybody to do that. This does hurt. You've got a little bit of time, and you've got a 4.5 game lead. So luckily for you, you've set yourself in a position to be a playoff team late into the season on September 3rd. September 3rd, when the Chiefs play a game in 2 days, we're here on 96.5 The Fan telling you that, yeah, it was a rough weekend, but they're still a playoff team.
Yeah.
And they're a playoff team by 4.5 games.
And that's what tells me they're going to make the playoffs, because you don't go in a 6-game tailspin. You don't lose arguably your heart and soul of your team. Obviously, Bobby's your best player. Salvi's your captain. Vinny's kind of the heart and soul and the glue guy that held this whole thing together. And you're still 4.5 games up on a wild card spot. That tells me right then and there, this is a team that is going to make the playoffs, because nobody else is willing to take it away from the Royals right now. And that's a good thing. And so you get through Cleveland, you get through Minnesota, it eases up a little bit. You get Pittsburgh, you get Washington, you know, towards the end of the season. Obviously, you finish with the Braves. They're going to be in a sprint to a playoff spot at the end of the season as well. So that's a tough ending of the season. I think you get the Giants mixed in, who have cashed it in months ago right now. So you get the opportunity, once you get through this kind of gauntlet of the schedule, to really take on some teams that aren't fighting for anything. And you know, when teams are playing at the end of the season, they're more concerned about where they're going in October than what they're doing in September. They're planning their vacations. They're getting their offseason ready. They're not really focused on what's going on, because it doesn't matter for some of these teams. So you got to beat up on that competition. But the thing is, you just got to stem the tide until then. And with Cleveland and Minnesota, you got to figure out a way to scratch across a couple of wins right now. And hopefully Boston continues to lose and continues to not show up and play baseball. They're playing the Mets right now. The Mets are playing meaningful baseball games right now. Who would have thought at this point of the season, after the way it started for the Mets, that they'd be playing meaningful baseball games? Yeah. And they are right now. And so the Mets are keeping the Boston Red Sox down. So I just think right now the Royals are still in pretty good position. It's rocky right now. You got to figure out a way to navigate through all of this. But at the end of the month, when it's all said and done, this is probably a team that's still going to the postseason. They may get knocked out in the first round, and hey, them's the breaks. But you know what? This is a team right now that I think, when you look back at the entire season, the season as a whole, you got to feel really good about where this organization is headed. A lot better than we were 365 days ago.
Yeah, 365 days ago, there wasn't a Royals topic. Right. The Chiefs playing within 5 days.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nobody cared. But now they've set themselves up to be a team that I think has a lot of staying power right now in this division.
Yeah. 4.5 game lead over Boston, 5-game lead over Detroit, 0.5 game behind Minnesota, 3.5 or 4.5 behind Cleveland. 2 more against Cleveland today and tomorrow. You win the next 2 games against Cleveland. Love to see what your attitude is Thursday, because that would be Chiefs, Royals are off, gear up for Minnesota. Coming up later on the show, we'll have Vern on at 8:30. We'll have Danny Hughes on as well in the 7 o'clock hour. And baseball coverage, of course, is on 96.5 The Fan, is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Don't forget, Bob, your guy Brady Singer takes the slab tonight against Cleveland to end the losing streak. But coming up next, that's right, baby, it's football season. And there's a whole lot of talk going on about the Chiefs, and it's only about the Chiefs. And it's from the national media and from the team you play on Thursday night. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
On the Missouri side, 35 southbound from Missouri 152 into downtown is a 12-minute trip. Checking the Cordell and Cordell No Delay Freeway. I-70 westbound from 470 into downtown is 15 minutes. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty. Damn glad to have you on a Tuesday. I thought all day yesterday was Sunday. I kept doing it. Kept looking at my phone like, oh yeah, it's Monday. Had a solid weekend. much better weekend than the boys in blue, but again, they're still a playoff team.
This is a week that's going to fly by, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Tuesday already. This is the day when the people in the business department roll in and they didn't get their stuff done before the break because they were too busy having fun, and now it's on you to get done. That's what Tuesday after Labor Day is going to be like for a lot of us.
Tuesday.
Kiddos are back to full-time doing things. We got middle school football starting this week. I'll be out there scouting for the Chiefs. I'll tell you what, I'll get my eyeballs on that. We got high school football starting up. We got all kinds of things going on right now.
How did you turn into JB?
I did. I got kids. I got to go watch my kids cheerlead and, you know, then maybe focus on the football or whatever. You got Old Settlers Day coming up in Olathe this weekend. Big parade like this. Now it gets going, man. It's a busy time of year, and it's busy in the sports world. It's busy in life. So I think everybody's kind of got their big boy pants on as we all get set to get back to reality. Mm. Summer is officially over, and now we start the fall. And the Chiefs get going on Thursday night, and it's going to be exciting. Because I think it's going to be one of these seasons, Dusty, and I've been telling you this for a long time now. This is a revenge type of season. This is a season where they're going to go out there and embarrass their opponent. I think both offensively and defensively they want to embarrass their opponents right now. I've heard from some folks over the weekend, Spags is as fired up as they've ever seen him fired up before to keep this a top five defense and get those guys playing at a high level. Offensively, we know what this team wants to do from an offensive standpoint. Like, I can't wait for Thursday. It's time. Like, I feel like we've been leading up to this game for quite some time now, and it's really time to get this thing moving and get this thing, you know, pushing forward and go on and you know, start the run for a three-peat here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I told myself I'm going to give, you know, it's like Christmas, right? Like, I love the NFL. I haven't bought the Red Zone app yet, which normally gets bought on Sunday at 11:30, set up on the TV, ready to go. It's $15 a month. I love it. Delete it at the end of January. The other thing that I'm telling myself is, like, where do we make the switch? Because, and we'll play some audio here in a second, but, like, everybody's, you know, kind of wrapped up in the Royals.
Right.
And it's been a while, and it's been some time since it's been like, hey, by the way, we're still talking about the Kansas City Royals, but it's like, here comes the three-peat start of the season. Here comes the Thursday night football. It's like, has it sank in that it's here? Or are you already like, yeah, I've known it's going to be here Thursday night, I can't wait? Are you kind of like saving yourself? Are you like prepping yourself? Because, like, I told myself Wednesday after the show is probably when I'll get to that point where it's like, okay, it's all football talk Thursday, obviously. Like, it is the game one of the year. It's the start of the three-peat of the season. But I'm like, okay, Tuesday, yes, have Danen. Wednesday, the day before, let's kind of hold, you know, maintain low tones. And then it's like, Thursday, I'll get there. Thursday, I'll be like right now, I'm probably like 60%. Tomorrow, after the show, I'll be 100%. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you hear stuff like this, you get to like 1,000%.
In a league where your greatest accomplishments define you, we've joined in a league.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
We blazed our own trail and staked our claim at the top.
Kansas City, you got a champion!
But we know there's another level to reach. A chance to be one of one. And the truth is, never been done has never seen a team like this. Back-to-back world championships established our reputation. But now, it's about legacy. The task in front of us may seem insurmountable, but that's how we want it. It's another summit waiting for someone to plant their flag and claim it.
One-on-one bullet with tens. One-on-one never again. One-on-one get the kick in the butter. I kinda like hustle the money all in. Rhyme in the town in the drop top coupe in the motor in the truck you can hear.
So no matter what stands in our way, just know everything's impossible until it isn't. And we have history to make.
Ready?
Woo. I can feel it down in my plums. I mean, stiff as a board. And I told you I was going to wait until Thursday. But damn it, when you hear stuff like that and you feel that hair on the back of your neck, you think to yourself, I'm so glad the season starts now because, yeah, you've had a little bit of, you know, depression watching the Royals, but here comes Big Brother in to say, gonna be all right.
Well, it's gonna
be fine.
Got
a big game on Thursday.
It's gonna be fine.
And not only that, you get AFC Championship rematch in your house, banner releasing. Everybody's going to be there at noon. Like, somebody's like, oh, they're not going to open the gates until, like, 3 o'clock. I'm like, bull crap. I was like, they'll have so much cluster of traffic. They'll be
they're
like,
going to have to open the gates.
Let them in.
They're going to have to open the gates
and
for safety reasons on the highway.
Up.
Yeah,
you know
just get everybody in
let
there as early.
Let them get you in. That's the way to do it. Let them know you're there. We already know, Bob. We're going to turn the news on Thursday morning for the first time and probably the first time we've done a show.
Probably not, but that's okay.
And you know why we have to do it? Because we're going to see a live report. I'm out here with Craig from Raytown, and that's why we're doing it.
That's the
Come
best.
On, Randy. How long you been out here, Craig? Since 3 a.m., I'm ready for my Chiefs day. You know they don't play for another 15 hours.
Right.
Don't care. That's what I love about this town. That's what I love about, like, football season. And I mean, it always seems like you have, like, these boxes you check off for the start of football season. Your fantasy football draft. Okay, that means preseason's over hopefully you do it after preseason. But normally, you know, preseason's over. That's one where you're like, okay, we have the off week. Then it's like, okay, Labor Day weekend. Have fun. Draft is Labor Day Monday or the Tuesday after that Monday. Sweet. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, there's a game Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Okay, yep. For the next 5 days, we got NFL football games, right? And that kind of gets you there, and this is when I knew that it was the start of the season because the press conference started to happen, right? Like, you started to hear people talk, and you started to hear, like, oh, what are they going to do? And Roquan Smith had this on his interest on how to stop the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just eliminating the run, making the guys one-dimensional just like any other game. And once you make a team one-dimensional and knowing exactly what they'll do in given situation, it gives us a chance as a defense to really pin our ears back and do exactly what we would like to do.
Stop the run.
Why are people feigning anger over that, though? That's such a milquetoast answer that every football team gives for every single game. The number one thing you got to do is stop the run and run the football. Why are people upset over that comment? Like, why are people feigning anger for Twitter purposes over that comment? I heard a comment like, yeah, you stop the run, you make them throw the football. Fine. You know what they're going to do. At least you can then drop back 8 after you've already stopped the run or drop back 9. Like, I just can't get myself angry over that comment. I just feel like it's a normal football comment.
So does that mean the Ravens are just going to stack the box and put 8 in there and just, like, let it go
outside? Do you really think what these guys say in front of a camera matters?
Yes.
Okay. The day I listen to a football player or a baseball player or a manager or a coach and walk away and go, wow, I gleaned something for that, will probably be the first. That is one of the most just normal comments that all these guys make. It's a cliche that people throw out there. Every single football team goes into every single game saying, we got to stop the run. We've got to make offenses one-dimensional. Or if you want to stop the pass, then fine, let the run beat you. Whatever the case may be, you've got to figure out a way to make the opposition one-dimensional. I have no issue whatsoever with that comment. But by God, people on social media and other media people are like, oh my God, can you believe that? I'm like, yeah, I can. It's 3 days before a game and they want to stop the run. It's literally what every football team says.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, interesting to say, like, upset about it. I mean, I think it's one thing where nobody really knows who's got what in week one. I mean, you know, obviously you have rosters and, you know, like, hopefully tendencies of what you think they're going to do. Like, right, they added Derrick Henry. Gus Edwards is gone. J.K. Dobbins is gone. They're all in the Chargers organization. This team lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game in their home. Will the Ravens be a little bit spicy? Probably. But so will the Chiefs.
Yeah, so will the Chiefs.
Because of what they have to run, like, what they're going for. And I think one thing that's great about the Chiefs is that, like, when you try to do something against them, they tend to, unless they do it to themselves, they tend to, like, show you up. And there was obviously the stat where Mahomes is when you try to get them into a pass situation from 18 to 2022, Mahomes is by far in a way the leader. And any other quarterback, when you try to make them one-dimensional, like when you try to say, you know what, we're going to force him to throw into our shell defense, or we're going to force him to like get outside the pocket. Well, sorry guys, but when Mahomes sees one thing, it changes. It's like all he needs is that first, you know, quarter, that first half, and then the second half it's flipped. We've seen it throughout his entire career. Not only that,
like last year, though, if you said you're going to force the Chiefs to throw the football, that was the right thing to do. They didn't have any reliable wide receivers last year, right? True. Like last year, forcing them to throw the football wasn't necessarily a bad thing. There was a chance for interceptions. There was a chance for drop balls. There was a chance for not running the right route, lining up on sides, all that kind of stuff that we saw over the course of the season last year. But like, I'm not going to lose sleep or get upset over Roquan Smith and what he has to say, because we all know the first play of the game is up over the top to Xavier Worthy and touchdown. Like, that's just the way that this team is going to come out firing on Thursday night. They're here to put on a display. Like, everything in that video, that hype video, we've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks and months here on the show, that like, this is the important thing for the Chiefs. This legacy thing is driving them. And when you start talking about legacy and the way that you're going to be remembered, it changes the way that you approach the season. This is not another season for Kansas City. This is a more important season than almost any other that Patrick Mahomes has had here in Kansas City, because what's on the line? Because they have an opportunity to do something that nobody else has ever done in the history of the NFL. They're going to take care of business. They're going to go up there over the top. Roquan Smith, John Harbaugh, any of these guys, Lamar Jackson, none of what they say matters. None of what the Chiefs says matters. What matters is Thursday at 7:20 when that first play goes up and it's Xavier Worthy down the sidelines for a 75-yard touchdown and we all lose our collective minds.
I mean, it is. That would be amazing.
I would lose my mind.
That would be one of those things where I know Bob would send the text, say game's over,
it's
guys. See you in the morning.
It's over already. I'd I'll send pissed. The game over text right now at 6:30 if you want me to. I mean, Baltimore stands no chance in this game.
Pump the damn brakes.
Stop they this. Stand no chance in this game whatsoever. You've watched this team. Like, why are you still saying stop, calm down? Have you not watched this team over the last 7 years? Like, if you're not fired up and you're not ready to go and you don't believe that they're going to dominate Baltimore, what in the hell have you been watching and consuming over the past 7 years with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback of his team? This guy is petty. This guy is about revenge. This guy is about legacy. This guy is about becoming the greatest of all time. And it all begins Thursday night. And if you expect to see anything less than the most impressive performance you've ever seen out of Patrick Mahomes, I can't help you. I don't know what you've been watching. And I know for a fact this defense is like, as good as this offense is going to be, we're going out there and we're going to dominate this year. We may see the best season of Chiefs football that we've ever seen in the history of this franchise. That's how motivated this organization is.
I think that's what kind of why that comment matters. Sorry, Dusty. Yeah, I think that's kind of what I take in the Roquan Smith comment. I mean, I think Mahomes hears that and goes, oh, you want to make me pass? Cool. You want to make me one-dimensional? You think that's going to matter if you're going to know that I'm going to throw it? Great. Like, that's what I glean from it.
What I glean from it is he's in cliche mode, and this is what we say for every game. Well, we got to stop the run. I mean, literally every team says it. So I feel like he's in cliche mode. I think we're ready for the regular season. That comment there tells me it's time for real football. Let's get this thing on. I'm glad we play Thursday night. We don't have to wait till Sunday for this one.
I think there's two things that go into the game against Baltimore that would give me the advantage to the Chiefs. One is, you went and played this team last year on the road in the AFC Championship game where everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people said, can they win a game on the road outside of Buffalo? Okay, well, I don't know why that happened to be where. Okay, well, Baltimore, number one team in the world, AFC, favorite. They got to go to Baltimore, and the Chiefs walked into that stadium and they walked out going to the Super Bowl. And they did it in a way that's just classic Chiefs. They took Baltimore out of their game.
That's right.
Right?
Well, their offensive coordinator kind of took Baltimore out of their game, right? They totally forgot about the running back.
Zay Flowers fumbles after trying to flex over L'Jarius Sneed. Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown to Travis Kelce, where the new up-and-coming safety who's supposed to be the guy that can stop everybody, including Travis Kelce, and Mahomes puts one in a dart in his little corner of his arm, and it's a touchdown in the end zone. And then not only that, but you remember last year, right? Banner night. Detroit comes in town.
Oh, yeah, there's revenge from that, too.
Detroit spoiled it. Chris Jones watched from a suite. Detroit spoiled what was such a fun energetic start to a season. And the Chiefs are like, we don't want to go through that again. That's what they've done their entire franchise of existence under the Veach, Reed, and Mahomes era. That it's like, if something happened bad, we don't like it. We're tired of it. And not only that, but this is, to me, one of the most polarizing seasons that you will see Patrick Mahomes have, because this is the season. This is now something that you can do that no one else has done. This is the season where last year you had the hype of the Hollywood scene where it was like Taylor Swift's now a fan, Travis Kelce's doing this, the podcast is great. This is a year where everything is going to be about 15.
Mm-hmm.
He's now been in the league for long enough to know that he's the guy. He's now been in the league where it's like, you know what? I'm now getting to myself in uncharted territory. I'm not even 30. And now I get to start this season off against one of the best teams in the league, the Baltimore Ravens. They're coming to my house that I put three titles in, three banners in, and we're about to see another one unveil. And not only that, when you see all of that happen and you see these teams come into Kansas City and they do the national anthem and the nice planes fly over the stadium and everybody says, home of the Chiefs, everyone knows that you've got to go through Arrowhead and Patrick Mahomes in order to win a Super Bowl championship. And that, my friends, has been the toughest damn thing for anybody to do. Only two guys have done it. One got it because he didn't get to touch the ball in overtime. That rule has now changed, so it's a relevant topic. The other one, Mahomes, honestly, had his worst second half. And if you think I'm the only one saying it, Marcus Spears has the other thing that kind of gives him that Jordan, sort of that Jordan feel.
But here's the bottom line, man. All right? Because we would be having a conversation about Kevin Durant being the greatest player that we've seen in this generation if it wasn't for LeBron James.
No. Hmm.
And I think sometimes we get caught up this season and things are going. Man, Patrick Mahomes is different, okay? Patrick Mahomes makes every conversation diluted because he's there. Because he's there for the Kansas City Chiefs and what he has the ability to do, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs. And the reason why people are so soured, because it's not because the Ravens were a good team. I thought the Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. It was because the Kansas City Chiefs were not the team that we thought had grown accustomed to. It's because of the struggles that we saw them have as to why we went up on the Baltimore Ravens. Patrick Mahomes in this era is costing a lot of really good players opportunities mm-hmm. to win Super Bowls who normally mm-hmm. would in this era. Now, doesn't mean they can't overcome it. But the bottom line is, man, you have to go through 15. And we found out last year, it don't matter if it's in Kansas City or if it's on the road. You got to go through him to win a Super Bowl.
I'm a big fan of Marcus Spears, and I agree with just about everything that he said there, except that 15 is costing everybody an opportunity to win a championship. You have the opportunity to go out there and beat 15, and nobody has proven that they can beat 15. And that's why I think this is the type of year that we see Patrick Mahomes finally become that heel of the NFL. If the Chiefs three-peat and win this thing, Patrick Mahomes will go from like one of the most beloved guys around the league to one of the most hated guys around the league, because it's one of those things like we can bust our ass, and he's still better than us. It's the year where the rest of the NFL, and I'm talking from a fan base standpoint, finally comes around and goes, all right, enough of the Chiefs. We finally become that hated team nationally because they go out there and they three-peat and they kick everybody's ass on their way to doing it. And so for Marcus Spears to say Patrick has cost everybody opportunities to win championships, no, other teams have cost themselves. Baltimore fumbled, Buffalo threw an interception, 13 seconds, like you can 24-0 leads that are blown, 10-0 leads that are blown. Like all these other teams had the opportunity to beat the Chiefs. They didn't beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes hasn't cost anybody anything. The other teams not finishing the job have cost everybody. And I hope Patrick uses that as motivation right there. Oh, you're blaming me now because nobody else can win. Okay, fine. It's the fact that you guys just aren't as good as we are here in Kansas City. And that's what's going to put this team over the top. That's why this team's going to win. And that's why by the time February rolls around, everybody in the NFL is going to go, I can't stand the Kansas City Chiefs, and they will officially become the new New England Patriots.
See, I'm on the opposite side of that. I think I love what Marcus Spears had to say because I understand exactly what he's saying. He's saying that Patrick Mahomes is Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. how many guys didn't win major championships because they had to face Tiger Woods on Sunday with either a two-stroke lead or down by two strokes? Because when they're athletes that have that sort of genetic build, it's just completely different. And we talked about the quarterback in college a few years back when he was trying to snap the ball in a college stadium and everything was just shaking, including his hands, his eyes, his eyebrows, everything. He was not built for that moment. And should San Francisco have a Super Bowl title? They absolutely should. Why do they not? Because nobody in the game of football outside of maybe Tom Brady is more cool, calm, and just connected to the moment at that very time than Patrick Mahomes. Just like Sundays with Tiger, when he wore red and he was down by two in the final pairing, you knew damn well, Bob, who was winning that major tournament. Mm-hmm. Just like when you watch a game in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs are down by seven and there's 8 minutes left, you have no panic, you have no worry because you've seen it enough, and it's just like Michael Jordan. There are probably,
it's amazing how many teams and people crumble under that pressure, though. And I think at times, like, Patrick Mahomes doesn't and never has. And that, to me, is one of the most interesting, you know, bizarre things that we've ever seen. Right. That dude has never crumbled under pressure. Every other team, like, how many teams have had leads against the Chiefs in the playoffs?
Seven.
Almost every game these teams have had leads and had advantages, and they don't know how to finish. They don't know how to kick that door in. They don't know how to complete that game.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes knows how to complete those games. And so, like, you got to look yourself in the mirror if you're the every other player in the NFL that's not in Kansas City and go, how do we finish? How do we complete games? How do we not allow Patrick Mahomes to get in our head? Because for years, all the other golfers did let Tiger in. For years, basketball players allowed Michael Jordan to get in inside their head. How, if you're on another team, do you not let Patrick Mahomes get inside your head? And I think people just look at the scoreboard and look at the situation and go, well, here we go again. And they let that set in and they just allow Patrick Mahomes to take over these games. It's bizarre. It's wild. It's unbelievable how many teams just poop their pants when they face Patrick Mahomes in any sort of situation.
We'll dive back into that conversation a little bit later. It's got some more legs to it that we'll explain a little bit later. Danon Hughes will join the show in the 7 o'clock hour, but coming up next, panic button. Not for the Royals yet. Not that topic yet, but panic button for another AFC team that should be able to contend if all goes well, unless they panic. Bob, Mac, Dusty, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I'll tell you what, my man Dan the Tailor Man is ready to get you looking good. Whether you've got a son who's a freshman in high school, you got a wedding that's coming up, my man Dan the Tailor Man is a one-stop shop. And I'm really talking to parents whose son is a freshman in high school. We know what's coming up, right? Homecoming dances, the prom, all that kind of stuff. Your son is going to need a suit to look his best. And so what you need to do is go to my man Dan the Tailor Man. Buy him a suit his freshman year. And by the time he's a senior, you won't have to buy another suit again because you get the free alterations for the life of the suit at my man Dan the Tailor Man. As your son grows, that suit grows along with him. So not only are you going to get the best suits in Kansas City for the lowest prices, you're going to get the tie, you're going to get the handkerchief, and you're going to get the alterations for the life of the suit. It's the best purchase you can make as a parent with a son that's a freshman in high school. And if you're getting married, use my man Dan the Tailor Man for your wedding suits, because you're going to pay the same amount to buy a wedding suit that you would to rent one. So go see my man Dan the Tailor Man today at 97th and Quivira, where he's been selling the best suits for close to 40 years now, or schedule an appointment, 913-541-1192. It's my man, Dan the Tailor Man.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, our executive producer, the puzzle putter together. He gets the edge pieces out. Then he fills it in with the center pieces.
Mm.
Then he puts the puzzle glue on there. I just saw a really good idea for you over the weekend. You can get a picture of you and your fiance and turn it into a puzzle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting.
Sounds like a fight waiting to happen.
That just, to me, screamed.
Hey, Dave, I got this fun activity.
To me, that screamed the future Morris.
When did you do a puzzle last? When was the last time you put together a puzzle?
2 years
Seriously,
ago.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you
it's
last time.
It's actually really awesome. If it takes your mind off things.
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
You take your cell phone. Yeah. You put it to the side. You put it out on the table, you start separating things, and then you start to get, it's a very minute task or a very mundane task, but you start to get satisfied because you build a corner, you build this, and you start to like get together, and then all of a sudden it's done. You're like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
it's kind of relaxing.
Right? Right.
I didn't have to turn to Netflix to watch something. I had to go turn it on, you know, a sport, a game that I don't care about. I put the, I don't know, and maybe you can call me soft or whatever, but it was, it's a good way to relax the mind.
All right, that's fair. I'm good with that. If that's what you can do to kind of to zone out, I don't blame you for doing something like that. I mean, sometimes you just need to get away from it all, you know?
Yeah.
And or that's what this weekend was about for me, man. I just unplugged all weekend long.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, watch my daughter play a bunch of soccer games over the weekend, kind of chill out a little bit, just kind of veg and just kind of get geared up for what we're starting now is kind of this sprint to the finish to the end of the year right now. Like every single day is going to be busy with football, busy with baseball. Obviously, the Royals have given us so much to get excited about. What they giveth, they kind of have taketh away over the last week or so, but still they're in a perfect spot to wrap up a playoff spot because nobody else in baseball seemingly wants that final playoff spot. So the Royals are in a great spot right now. Just find a way to win a couple of games, scratch out a few wins against Cleveland and Minnesota and kind of maintain where we are right now in the standings. And the Royals will be playing in the postseason. The Chiefs, they got their game beginning this weekend. So this was kind of a good weekend for me. Maybe it would have been a good puzzle weekend to kind of put something together
seriously.
And just kind of do, you know, something like that. If you get me a picture of Mac and his fiance on a puzzle, Dusty, I will put that son of a gun together.
Why don't you give me a picture of your famous picture in Italy, and I'll make that into a puzzle.
When you invite me over to the house,
that conversation.
You get the picture. I know. We're very busy this weekend with more soccer and things of that nature. You got to go through my wife for that. She's the gatekeeper on when I'm available.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Power rankings, as always. Chiefs number one, Ravens eighth.
Eighth.
Number seven is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Is it somewhat kind of panic time for Cincinnati?
I think this is, and I was looking at this yesterday about the Cincinnati Bengals, because this could be the last season we see Ja'Marr Chase and T. Mm-hmm. Higgins and Joe Burrow all together, mm-hmm. right? And tell me if I'm like a lunatic to think this. But the first thing that I thought of in all of that was, you know, it's really good for the NFL if those three guys stay together in Cincinnati, because I think when I'm looking at the overall picture of the league, the Chiefs are clearly that number one team.
Ooh.
If Cincinnati breaks up that band, who is truly a challenger to the Chiefs now in the AFC? You don't know what Buffalo has. I've seen a lot of people picking Buffalo to miss the postseason right now. People are kind of iffy on Baltimore, right? People want to love Cleveland for whatever reason. That's a waste of time. I just think, like, when I look at those three guys, I'm like, damn, they're the biggest challenger to the Chiefs. And if that thing gets split up from an NFL standpoint, who becomes the biggest challenger to Kansas City? Maybe it's Houston, but again, I think there are still some people that are reserved. I've seen people pick Houston to win the Super Bowl. I've seen people pick Houston not to make the playoffs. Like, we don't really know what that is. And so that was kind of the first thought that I had for Cincinnati. Like, is this thing getting ready to end? And are the Bengals going to go back to being the Bungles if they don't find a way to keep at least one of those wide receivers, whether it be T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase? Like, you've got to find a way to keep at least one of those guys in Cincinnati to give Joe Burrow a running mate, or otherwise you're back down to being an 8-8, 9-7 type of football team that really doesn't challenge the Chiefs. Like, if I'm the NFL, I'm mandating those guys all need to stay in Cincinnati just to give some competition across the board.
I will ask you this question, since it's a short segment. If you can't say Cincinnati, who do you want it to be?
As the challenger,
yeah.
I want it to be Houston.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Houston, I think, is the answer to that question. But 365 days ago, I think we all would have said Cincinnati or Buffalo or Baltimore to be that challenger right now. But none of those teams have proven that they can beat the Chiefs. Not that Houston has proven it yet, but they haven't had the opportunity to go out there and prove whether or not they can beat the Chiefs, you know, in the postseason or the regular season for that matter.
Ooh.
So I think from an NFL standpoint, like, you should be looking at it if you're the commissioner of the league and you're like, hey, man, we need to find a way to keep these guys together in Cincinnati, because the Chiefs need a challenger. If not Cincinnati, then who? And are we just gift wrapping 4, 5, 6 more titles to Kansas City because nobody else can challenge them right now?
I think that if I had to choose one team, it would be Miami.
Wow.
I think the reason why is because they have that it factor of a team that is easily hated. I think if I can't say Cincinnati, right? The resume for Cincinnati to be the contender against the Chiefs, it's already there. It's perfect. You know the script. Houston, it seems like they're just that next team that everybody wants kind of to see if they can do it. We've yet to see Houston. We've yet to see C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs bring that to camp. We'll see that later on this year. But for me personally, I love Miami to be that team. I think Miami is good. I think Miami has a lot to prove this year. I think that Tyreek Hill is a perfect villain.
He is.
Because yep. I do firmly believe, and we'll talk about another person in this situation, I think Tyreek Hill will go into the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Some people might shake their head and say, absolutely not, Dusty.
No, I don't think he has a chance to go to the Ring of Honor.
That's fair. I think he has a really good chance.
Not after the way he's talked about the organization and the Hunt family. No way.
Okay, fair enough. Entitled to your own opinion.
They don't put Carl Peterson in the Ring of Honor.
Well, he didn't really do anything here.
No, absolutely he did. He saved the franchise.
I would say Clark Hunt saved the franchise. Signing Andy Reid.
I disagree. I think if Carl Peterson doesn't come at the time when Carl Peterson comes, this franchise probably isn't here in Kansas City. He created the atmosphere that we have today, brought winning football back to Kansas City. Carl Peterson is one of the most important figures in the history of this franchise.
That's okay. I mean, I'm not going to change your mind, but I think that Tyreek Hill was part of the first wave of showing this team and this franchise and on that roster of greatness that won a Super Bowl for the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, but he the way he left this franchise and talked smack on this franchise when he left, Clark's not putting that guy in the Ring of Honor.
Fair enough. I'm not going to change your mind. I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you my opinion. I think that he is worthy of the accommodations
on field, absolutely. But the way that he handled things, it's about a lot more than just
he's
the
best wide receiver in Chiefs history.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean he's going to go in the Ring of Honor. It factors in a lot of stuff.
Well, and
he is not persona number one here in Kansas City within that organization,
which makes my point of Miami being the best team to be the villain against the Chiefs even better, because I think that everybody seems to find reasons to either not like Josh McDaniel or Mike McDaniels. I think he's great for the sport. I think he's a sort of coach that is a new sort of wave. But if it can't be Cincinnati, I think it should be Miami, because I think Miami has a lot of that sort of, plus you beat them twice. They hate you. You don't have to hate them because you've beaten them twice. They want to be that team that can put up the fight to you. Prove it. The only way you'll get to prove that this year is if you get them in the playoffs. And if that happens, can't wait to see if it goes on that way.
They're like that little brother. They're going to do all that smack talking, and the Chiefs are going to be like, oh, you're still here? And it's really going to tweak them even more. It's like, I love when stuff like that happens. They get so mad and riled up, and they burn hot, you know, and then they just fizzle. That's kind of where Miami is right now. You ever see a kid who's 2 or 3 years old scream and cry and then just fizzle out? That's where Miami is, and the Chiefs got them right where they want them right now.
When it rains, it pours. We move from Kansas City Chiefs to Kansas City Royals. Mac Morey, Dusty Leggett, Bob Fesco. This is 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty, and you are listening to your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.